Proclamation number 4874 of 5th of April, 1950. Spiritual Guides. I myself appoint those people as spiritual leaders who are suitable for it. All people can certainly shape themselves such that they are chosen by me as suitable for spiritual guidance, yet no person can ever elevate himself to this position. Thus my words are to be understood: many are called but few are chosen. All of you can shape yourselves through your will into servants devoted to me, to whom I assign a task. So you are all called. But the call to service then already presupposes a degree of maturity, for you can only serve me if you are able to carry out the work I require of you. My servants on earth, however, have to work for my kingdom which is not of this world. They must enlighten the erring, guide the blind, support the weak and always act as mediators of their ministry. Receive my will and announce it to their fellow human beings. These are the right spiritual leaders, and their office understandably also requires a mastery of everything they are to teach. Thus it requires spiritual training which they, in turn, can only receive from me myself in a certain degree of maturity. And therefore I choose my servants myself. For you humans lack the ability to recognize who is suitable for such a task which only results in purely spiritual success and is therefore little understood by the world. Therefore, only people who accept my instructions from me directly, i.e., who do not feel bound by knowledge which was previously imparted to them through human mouths, can be considered as spiritual guides. They must establish the connection with me in fullest freedom and thus unconditionally hand themselves over to my will and my guidance. These are the ones who have recognized their calling and want to let themselves be chosen by me myself, since they feel that only I can be addressed as the client. They want to serve me and ask me for my approval. But spiritual leaders also call themselves people who have not waited for their calling to serve me but who call themselves to a teaching ministry on earth, who therefore also want to work for the kingdom of God and certainly have the best will to do so, yet without my special calling they have entered into a ministry which is for people's spiritual benefit. I place certain conditions on such service. If they are fulfilled then I also accept them as my servants, yet this always requires an unconditional surrender to me, an opening of the heart to receive my instruction, without which no one can be active for me on earth. Every service for me and my kingdom presupposes the working of my spirit in the human being. For only he who is guided by my spirit himself can take over spiritual guidance. Without the working of the spirit no guidance of the blind is possible. And this should give everyone food for thought so that they recognize who, as a spiritual leader, has been commissioned by me to work for me and my kingdom. The working of the spirit in the human being is not a gift I give to those who want to work for me. But only he can enter my service who has shaped himself so that my spirit can work in him. And thus the words will also be understandable: many are called. For everyone can shape himself in this way. But only a few are chosen. Only a few allow the working of the Spirit within themselves. But this is the first condition for being chosen by me for an office on earth, to be a spiritual guide for people. But anyone who is filled by my spirit can distinguish error from truth, and he frees himself from a teaching which is full of contradictions, which therefore did not originate from me as it is currently preached. He stands in the truth and also represents it. He can enlighten the erring, guide the blind, support the weak and constantly convey my word, my will, to them, because he is in direct contact with me. Because my spirit is working in him, because I have chosen him as a servant to work for me and my kingdom. Amen.